The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. My Trish girl is here with me.
Good morning.
How you doing? Hey, it's 7 after 7 here on the 17th. 7 after 7 on the 17th of December.
Wow.
605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And most of today, I think we're going to be on our own.
Okay. Wow.
And that's kind of cool. I mean,
it is.
Because there's lots of things to talk about and catch up on.
Yes, there is. There's all kinds of stuff that's been happening in a whole week of stuff to talk about. It's 44 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high of only 48 today, a low of 42. Yeah, about a 50% chance of rain mostly during the day. Tomorrow, we're looking for an 80% chance of rain, a high of 46 and a low of 42. And on Saturday, showers are likely. So we're going to get a little of that wet stuff. And Sunday, it looks like it's going to be a really good storm. Not here, or here and throughout the North State, pretty much. Weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
The people over there, yeah. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. You know, Sleep Number's got this new new temperature-controlled pillow. Temperature-balancing pillow, I guess I should say. That's what it's called. But it's got a certain firmness to it. But what it does, it transfers the heat from your head, which is, you know, gives off a lot of heat. And it kind of diffuses through the pillow. That's right. Diffuses through the pillow just like that going, You know, you don't have to listen to that while it's diffusing. You know, that just happens when every so often when the machine makes strange noises like that. But what it does, it diffuses the heat away from it. But I'm using it. It's cool. I like it. Yeah,
Cannot get a better night's sleep than on a Sleep Number bed.
And I tell you what, my Sleep Number setting is now 45, and I might move that to 50 here soon. I don't know.
I'm back at 55. I kind of roamed around for a while there after several years, and I'm back at 55 and doing well.
You know, here's the big thing. Sleep Number is rated the number one mattress in America by Consumer Reports. You can't get any better than that. It's Christmas time. You don't know what to get for that special someone. How about a good night's sleep? And a place to lay your head down where you spend most of your time. Really, if you think, most of the time you're just in one spot, it's in that bed. Because all of us are so active, and you're running around, and all these other things. That when you go back and hit the bed that night.
A good night's sleep makes the rest of the day so much better.
Head on over to the Target Shopping Center. Go over and see Brian and Janice over there in the Target Shopping Center in the Sleep Number store that's over there. It's like an Apple computer type place. It's all like technical and all this, but they'll put you on the bed and let you feel it. And I tell you what, we've had friends go over there and buy it. We've had people call into us, say, hey, we've gone over there. We tried it. You know what? You're right. And you know what?
It makes a big difference.
It does. It makes a big difference in your life. It's a lot of sleep. Because look at Trish coming in here all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Yeah, it's 7 o'clock in the morning. That's an ungodly hour. You know that.
You know what? It's not an ungodly hour.
It's dark out there, Carl.
It's dark. But some days it's light. You know, some days it's light. Okay. You know what? There's a lot of things going on. We have some people coming in for Toys for Tots later on. But I think that, you know what? We may, who knows? I have surprises all the time. People walk in and I go, oh, really?
Yeah.
And they show
and that's
me.
Good, though.
Yeah.
They've got good stuff to share.
They've got good things to share. Let's talk about something that's sad right now, just for a few minutes, get it out of the way. Those children that were found in the storage locker. I just want to get this out to everybody that, you know, you've been kind of following it. These two children, the bodies of these two children were found in a storage locker here in Reading. And I'm not going to say where it's at because really it's not important, you know.
No,
because when you hear what happened is they had no idea knowing that these two little children were in a canvas bag, you know, like you'd put stuff in. And It's a horrible thing. But you know what? How can you tell? I mean, it's not the fault of the storage unit.
Oh,
people.
For heaven's sake,
not
no, they
all.
Had no way of knowing.
So I'm not even going to put the name of that out there. The fault of it is this woman and this 17-year-old kid that she had as her lover boyfriend. This woman's been arrested before for child abuse.
They picked him up over in Quincy.
In Quincy, and what happened? They were passing through here. The autopsy showed that the children died on Thanksgiving or on that day. So they were down in Monterey County. So this is Monterey County's case, and they're handing all the information over to them. Thank goodness, because this would have been just, you know, a horrendous case up here.
Absolutely
but
horrendous.
But here's the thing.
They just stopped here and rented
it? On their way up to Shingletown or going back, I don't know, to Quincy or someplace, and they just went in and rented it. I mean.
And are they from Quincy? Is that?
I think they were from someplace else heading through. But, you know, I really don't care about that so much as it is just this woman. But the other thing I want to talk about, Child Protective Services. In the Sheriff's Department, I think down in Butte County, where a lot of this started, they went and visited her several times, including the sheriff's deputies down there. Nothing happened. They had reports of child abuse, and they went there. Nothing happened. I mean, come on. I hear in Redding, they'll come swooping in on a family and take kids. And I mean, I know the cases, and I'm thinking, why? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, why are you doing this?
I'd rather see them err on the side of
caution. Well, that's true.
It's horrendous for everybody, but if the kids are safe, maybe we can make a mistake.
In this case, I hope that there's an investigation. I mean, like a grand jury investigation of what happened down there, because I got a feeling that there ought to be some people whose butts better be lit up over this one. So anyway,
I'm glad it is in the Shasta County case,
you heard the quotes from the daughter. He says, "I'm ashamed that I came out of that woman." I mean, he's just real deep stuff. The surviving daughter.
She did. I don't know if she abused her own. See, these children were placed with her.
Foster children.
Yeah, they were. It wasn't like that. It was their parents. Their mother was killed in a car wreck. Their father was incarcerated. So somewhere along in there that he put them with this woman. Now, I'm not sure how that happened. That'd be something else to figure that one out. But then this pattern of abuse started. And then you think about, the mother's dead, father's in jail. They're put with the Wicked Witch of the West. And, I mean, I just feel for this whole thing. At least those children are out of misery, and they're hopefully with their mother. And the fact is, they caught these two sick, perverted people.
Who needs Hollywood? The monster.
And they won't even let them. They won't even show their photos. The judge has put a complete gag order down. You can't show their photos. Can't show videos of them. You can't do any of this. And I can understand why. I mean, there's people out there who'd probably kill them in a second.
You know, it really brings to light that we have so many issues right here in the United States that we need to take care of with our own citizens, efforts that need to be made with straightening out our society. Who do we think we are? We're out trying to solve the rest of the world's problems.
Ben,
we need to start right
there.
Here.
Well, you know what?
And that is an isolationist. Maybe that's an isolationist kind of feeling, but there's things that we could do for all of those refugees in their countries, in their areas without bringing them all over here and trying to solve their problems.
Instead of spending all the billions. I mean, there's plenty of places to spend money in the United States.
That's exactly my point.
I know we don't, we don't want the government providing everything, but let's look at it. If we had more money for mental health here, I mean, there's lots of taxes that go out there. I mean, if you look at the money we just waste in this government.
Oh.
I mean, billions and billions and billions of dollars.
It's on Hillary's staff.
And
Mrs. Obama's staff.
Well, I mean, you know what? That's a drop in the bucket compared to, billions and billions that are just spent on who knows what, that they could use this and actually do things to help people here, veterans, people with mental illness, the homeless,
senior population.
And we do have it, the senior population, the children, that make sure that they're fed and they get to school and, all this stuff. You know, we could do that. You know, people go, this is socialism. No, it's not socialism. I tell you what it is it's programs that can help people get started that build our economy, that build capitalism, that build the builds the structure. I mean, we've taken God out of school. I mean, it's you can't hardly even say the word anymore. You get fired if you pray after a football game. I mean, it's just kind of a little strange that and we get to this point where it's how much more can we push the envelope? How much more can we push, you know, the people here? Now it's on network TV. You know, you see things. It's like, oh, my gosh. I mean, you know, you wouldn't have seen it 10 years ago, but you're seeing stuff
on.
Wouldn't see it 5 years ago. You know, stuff that's on at 9 o'clock at night or 10 o'clock, you know, after kids are supposed to be in bed. Now the reruns are being done at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, so those kids in there are watching Charlie Sheen talk about threesomes. You know, and, hey, Mom, what's a threesome? You know, I mean, where'd you hear that?
No, we don't even have to go to TV. The things that our children are being taught in school were X-rated when you and I were going to school.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, let's take a quick break because we've got the rest of the morning to talk about this. Okay. I'm here with Trish Clark, everybody, and I want to hear what you think. I want to hear what you think about what's going on here in our country. What can we do to maybe, you know, kind of take a little bit of this back? Can we take back our school? Can we take back our government? Can we take back so that we're actually doing things for ourselves and our, you know, and our citizens before we try to help everybody else in the world? Carl Bott, Trish Clark, we'll be right back after these messages.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Carl, it's holiday time, and I feel like a special holiday mocha. Take me to Espresso Joe's Inside Tobacco and Brew right now.
Yeah, and while we're there, let's walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the North State and find some great cigars for your dad, your brother, and me. Some of the highest-rated cigars by Cigar Aficionado.
That's right, and we can browse and buy special coffee beans, tea accessories, and let's look through the wonderful wine selection. That's 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hop in the truck, hon. Let's go. This is Carl Bott. I'm sitting with Ted Ogilvie here, manager and head driller of Diamond Core Drilling. You know, Ted, with all this water shortage and the drought that's going on, people have a lot of questions about their water wells. What can Diamond Core Drilling do for these people?
I've seen a lot of people run out of water, and it takes a very long time to get a driller scheduled. What we like to do is see if we can pull a Department of Water Resources log that shows the construction details of the well. And then we also like to come out and do an actual site visit and inspect the well and see if there's anything that can be done with the well.
Now, this is a free consultation, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. We don't charge anything for that. We've been providing water well services since 1980. We're veteran-owned, veteran-managed. You can reach us at area code 530-275-8162, or you can visit our website, DiamondCoreDrilling.net.
That's Diamond Core Drilling. They can help you with any of your water well needs.
This is Ted Ogilvie. We're here to help.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Join the City of Reading as we turn off our outdoor irrigation. As our serious water crisis continues, the city is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet our mandate. Those recent rains we've been enjoying won't end the drought overnight, but they're enough to let you turn off your sprinklers for the year. The shorter days and cool nights mean you don't need to keep those sprinklers running. You'll save plenty of water and reduce your utility bill at the same time. Check out other water-saving tips at cityofreading.org. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Me and you and a dog.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. 20 minutes after 7 here on the 17th of December. which means you've got like 7 shopping days left.
Whoa, how's that working out for you, Carl?
Well, you know what? I'm getting closer here. I mean, I went out and I traipsed through various stores the other day. I found a few things that I'm buying for everybody, mainly my son-in-law. Got stuff for him, of course, Linda, and then Linda has gone on a mad shopping spree for my daughter and the grandkids. So the only thing I can try and do is save my grandchild is by buying him some camo or something.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
It's the only thing that's going to work. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, treating people well for over 70 years in the top 100 hospitals in the nation for the last 3 years, in the top cardiac hospital. It's in the top 50 cardiac hospitals in the nation over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, plus all the great things they do for people. So a big shout out there to Karen Hoyt and all the people out there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Okay.
Okay, so I finally got my grandchildren's Christmas list. Uh-huh. Oh, that was spendy. I mean, my son keeps reminding me. Yeah, he says, you know, Mom, you don't have to buy everything on the list.
Well, good.
Well, but I have fun. I mean, you know, they need this and that. And if I
don't, they need these things.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, there was almost a disaster in the Bot House last night.
No.
It was close. You know, I'm a finely tuned weapon that walks on 2 feet around. So, Karen.
Got your boots on?
Karen Boseman, who is a great friend of Linda's, they go in there and they just decorate.
Uh-oh.
They're decorating. Well, Karen has found this, and people have been over the house and have seen it. It's a Santa Claus. It's like 5 feet tall, and it's got a sensor in it. And what happens is if you walk by it, it starts moving, and it says, hey. And it, you know, moves its hands. I mean, it's kind of creepy. But you put it outside when people come in, you know, during Christmas time, and they go, oh, you know, Merry Christmas. It was,
I've seen this apparition.
You've seen this operation. And its little hand comes out, and if you're not watching, it grabs you. So I'm walking through the house, and the lights are off. I walk by. This thing starts to move, man size. Almost got, almost double tapped Santa that last night in my own house. Reached over, unplugged the little son of a gun. Almost got it, Santa. You almost got it right between the running lights there. You know?
That's too funny.
Oh, man. I tell you what, if it had grabbed me, that would have been it. We would have been rolling on the floor. That would have been that old K-bar out, burying it in that chest, rolling around. Oh, gosh, and Santa's been stabbed 46 times by the time I finished there. Or I'd have been laying there screaming, there's something on me. Anyway. I don't want to do that.
Noises so in the night can be spooky.
No, it's not noises. It's a person moving and starting to talk to you. I'm telling you.
So when
you guys better tell me about this in the future. You know, I'm probably, you know what? There probably won't be a future. My heart is probably just shot at this point.
So animatronic Santas aside, when this operation is underway with Karen and your beloved wife, does the Marine execute a strategic retreat?
Oh, man, I'm just out of there. I go into another room and try to figure out what's life. What is life really? I mean, when they get going on this house, I mean, it's like...
Best to stay out of the way.
Hey, do you think, and I hear him saying things like, well, I don't know. I mean, what do you think? 8,042 lights? I'm not sure that's enough this year. And you can go out there. Do you remember Christmas Vacation and the Griswolds? And you're looking at his electric meter. It's going, he's going just in circles. And I'm looking at this and going, oh my God. You know, she's got guys up on the roof. I mean,
send him to my house. I did some decorating inside my house. It looks quite nice.
I bet.
However, I'm doing the outside.
Okay. Do you need lights? I've got a guy. I tell you what, there's a guy that we hired. The kid is absolutely fantastic. He shows up on time. He knows what he's doing. He figures out how to do things. He's polite. I mean, this is really great. I mean, and you know, I'm just like, wow. And he charges like $12.50 an hour to go up and hang upside down on your roof to put things out.
Uh huh. Yeah.
If you need his name, give me a call. Anyway, okay. Single. Must be Trish and Carl Day. It is. All right. So, okay, I didn't kill
she
Santa.
Can tell it.
I
she
did
tell
not
it right
kill
off
Santa.
Came on.
But I tell you what, you know what? If that had been You know,
oh,
that
frightened me to death.
It didn't. I was never scared. I'm never frightened. However, it did make my
All right. Your attention.
The only thing I didn't do was howl at it. You know, well, but I mean, when you walk by something and it starts to move and it starts making noises like it's talking to you, come on. I know Linda's not there. It doesn't sound like Linda. And the dog, the dog has been planted on it twice. You know, trying to pull it down. So
because it starts
that moving thing, and Elk Killer just goes for it,
Okay.
And so she's been, Elk Killer's used to it now, and all this we're all used to it. So
it's unplugged,
and it's unplugged. It's a big thing. And now you don't notice. Now you don't notice it because you're going by. And you know what? A couple of times I've walked by, I could swear its eyes are watching me.
Yeah.
You know how they kind of follow you around, follow you across the room. So. Okay.
I had a painting like that once. I couldn't stand to have it in the house. Wherever you were, it was looking at you from any place in the room.
That's just creepy.
That's weird.
It is creepy.
You know, there's paintings that they do. I've seen paintings that, and they'll tell you this, is that the way the paintings are done are in such a way is that you can walk anywhere in the room and it looks like the eyes are looking at
there
you.
There you go. That's
because of the way they're painted.
Couldn't stand to have it. I always felt like I had eyes on me.
Okay, let's get going here.
Okay, let's talk about the debate.
Let's talk about the debate.
You know, kind of anticlimactic.
Trump is killing them. Even though that, you know, people say that Trump won the debate, Jeb Bush comes out swinging, which makes it look like he's not as a weakling as he appears. But he says things like, you know, you're just a chaotic person. And he says, it can't work. And Trump's answer to that is, I've got a 40% share. You got three. It must be working pretty good so far. But he didn't really answer the question. I mean, again, is Trump somebody that you can see being the president of the United States? He's got to get that, because here I am. I'm a middle of the road conservative. I am not as hard right as you are.
Yeah, but you're not part of the establishment.
I'm not part of the establishment, but I am still. You know, I believe in boundaries and borders and English and all those kind of things, and I believe in taking care of the country and fighting the bad guys over there. I really believe that, fighting the bad guys over there, keep them on the run so they don't have time to come over here. And which I think they've had a chance over the last 8 years under Obama. But I look at Trump and I say, is he really serious? I mean, do you still get that feeling of yourself?
I absolutely do. And I will tell you that I certainly, from my point of view, I could deal with Trump or Cruz or Rubio. I think those top three in my mind. I could deal with any one of them. My choice. Really over the top is Cruz, because I honestly believe, and I think more and more people are coming around to that way of thought. I keep saying to me, yeah, he is, you're right, he is the most intelligent, he is the best versed, he has proven that he will do what he says he's going to do.
I mean, he'll take on the establishment.
Whoever's wrong or who's ever in the way, he will take them on, and he will win. I mean, it's not like he fights a losing battle as they've tried to portray him. He has accomplished many things in the years, not specifically as a senator, but leading up to it. And when he sets his mind to something, he makes it happen. He could have made a lot more happen in the Senate if he had anybody working with him. Having said that, I think more and more people are getting around to where they're not thinking he's not electable. And I didn't understand, and I don't understand, why people say he's not electable.
Who's that?
People say, Cruz is, but he's not electable. Why?
I think he is. And I think one thing is that I think Cruz, people look at Cruz sometimes because he came across at first and they're thinking, oh, this man is just, you know.
He's a troublemaker.
He's a troublemaker.
He's not very bright.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's brilliant.
Cruz is really bright. And
he's very bright.
Here's the other thing, too, is he and Rubio are going at it. I don't want to see that so much. I think it pointed out some big differences about
Rubio and
Rubio's he stepped in it on this immigration thing
a
couple of times.
And he, you know, when you start telling me that the establishment, the media, the Washington cartel, if you will, are now saying, well, we can't get Jeb in there, maybe we'll groom Mario. Well, that's the problem, because he has a tendency to be sucked in by that group.
Okay, I have a question here in the chat room. Can you see Trump's wife as first lady?
Sure.
You can see almost all of her anyway. So we're going to take a quick break.
In comparison? In comparison to the one we've got? Absolutely.
Well, she's used to traveling first class. So I guess. You know what? When they go someplace, it would be on Trump's jets anyway. So it saves them money. Saves money right there.
All the way across the board.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction, Ted Leidy and his people. He's got like a, I don't know, 7 or 8 members on all of them NRA instructors on the staff that teach all over Northern California. Provides very, very thorough, complete CCW training in Northern California. And if you don't have a gun, he will provide a gun and ammo for you for the class and then help you pick that right gun afterwards.
And that's important, especially for women.
It is, because a lot of times you don't, you know, husbands or boyfriends pick them out for you, or girlfriends pick them out for you.
The gun will protect you. You can't even hold on to it.
And you can't work the slide. You can't hit the target. So we provide guns that are easy to shoot and the ammo for it. And then go out with you and let you shoot a number of different guns and then help you pick one out. You can't get much better than that. And let me tell you something. We're going to be talking about this one in a few minutes, about protecting yourself. And I'm blogging again for the Record Searchlight, except it's different. It's not just military. And I talked about assault weapons and protecting yourself. And these new statistics, my friends, coming out are just going to knock you out. Anyway, but give Northern Firearms Instruction a call at 999-1822 or check out their website at readingccw.com. Sign up for your sign up for a class in CCW, because we're going to talk about this in a couple minutes. We'll be right back. Trish Clark, Carl Bott.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Flu shots provide protection against the flu virus. Owens Pharmacy reminds you, it's not too late to get a flu shot. Visit any Owens Pharmacy and get protected. No appointment necessary. Get a flu shot today.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
The weather outside is frightful, but the wine over on the west side is delightful. Westside Wine at 1872 Buenaventura is your new hotspot for holiday cheer. Whether you are a wine newbie or you really know your vintages, the wine educators at Westside Wine can help you find that perfect bottle. From beautiful Bordeaux to crisp Chardonnays, their rare boutique finds will surely delight you. Westside Wines wishes you a sparkling Christmas.
45 years, the Reading Civic Auditorium has been an important resource in the North State for entertainment, fundraising events, trade shows, and conferences. In the past 3 years, over $1 million have been put back into this iconic structure. We invite you to be a part of the Civic's revitalization by becoming a member. We think you'll love the benefits, and your support will help to sustain its revitalization and strong community connection. Visit ReadingCivic.com or the box office to become a Reading Civic member.
Hi, it's Linda Bott and Molly Kidd. Join us on Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m.
Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs, and great information.
That's On the Spot Thursdays at 6 p.m.
here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort at Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
KCNR 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Ooh, Merry Christmas.
Christmas comes this time each year.
Ooh, well, way up north where the air
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, with Carl Bond and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. It's Trish Day, December the 17th. It's 25 minutes until 8 o'clock. 44 degrees out there, going for 48 today. You may get a little rain going here.
Yeah, it was sprinkling when I came in a little while ago.
Yeah, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, a better-known business there, with Espresso Joe's, where you get the caramel macchiato, lattes, espressos, you get the, you know, the cinnamon flavored coffees, and all that neat stuff you get during the holidays, and it's just great, and it's at really fair prices there. Also, great place to buy a lot of gifts for Christmas, you know, pounds of coffee, bags of tea, all these things they have there, wine, and then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. Every type of tobacco accessory you can imagine, a tobacco, e-cigs, but also, may I point out, they have a walk-in humidor. And if you're looking for that cigar for your special other, there's a place to go. Right there, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, and veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. Okay.
All right.
You know, so I've changed my blog a little bit. It used to be under the helmet. Now it's outside the wire. Which is a term that the military uses, that when you're in camp, you're relatively safe inside the camp. But once you go outside the wire, you know, all bets are off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything can happen to you out there. So, I'm calling my new blog Outside the Wire, and I wrote about, you know, the first thing I wrote about was, you know, what happened down in San Bernardino. Am I shocked? You know, I mean, of course I'm shocked. You know, am I numb to it? No, I'll never be numb to this. I talked about the fact, you know, what had happened down there. And then the blog I put out yesterday had to do with the assault rifle ban. Because, oh, no, we've got to ban those assault weapons. Well, for the first time in like 20 years, the people of the United States have said, no, we don't need to ban guns anymore. We do not need to ban assault rifles. That's not what we need.
Well, especially definition of an assault rifle.
Well, you know, and that's the thing is, you know, it's the ones they want to ban are not assault rifles; they're sporting rifles. An assault rifle is one that
it's a machine gun.
It is. It fires automatically, and you cannot buy one of those on the market today unless you have an extra special, you know, background investigation and a federal firearms license, which is not easy to get. You can go into a store and buy a semi-automatic rifle with a hand grip or with a pistol grip and a collapsible stock, and it's black and it looks dangerous, but it's a semi-automatic rifle.
It's just like any other semi-automatic
rifle. You have to pull the trigger every time. So and the big thing is, oh, we've got to cut crime back and all these things by doing away with this. Well, you know what? Crime, you know, is they don't use those types of weapons. They use pistols. So anyway, bottom line is that the people of the United States, and this was a poll done by CBS News, New York Times, Washington Post, NBC. So it's not like it's a far right poll. That's not where I'm pulling. It's not Fox. It's the opposite, mm-hmm. polar opposite. And the people of the United States say, you know what? You know what? Taking these weapons away makes us less safe. They do not believe, and this is part of the poll. It's in look it up. Record Searchlight. I put the references in there and the studies in there. You can just click on it. It shows is that over 70% of the people in the United States believe the government cannot protect us against lone wolf attacks or anything like that. They've only a little bit higher believe that they can do that they can protect us against big attacks, like say you have a multi complex attack and it takes many, you know, like 12, 15 people doing it, kind of like over in the Paris. They think they might be able to protect us from that. But most of the people believe we're going to have to protect ourselves. And you know what? They're absolutely right.
You've got to be able
to take care of yourself. And you can do this by a number of different ways. Now it's like run, hide, and fight. But fight is part of it. Fight is part of it. You don't lay there anymore and let somebody come up and pop you in the head. You know, just sitting there, this godlike, you know, this creature who thinks that he's a god walking through shooting. No. You fight them, and people that are armed can fight them. They can shoot back and change the odds.
The best place to start is to stop marking places bullet-free zones, gun-free zones. We got to stop doing that. That just gives them a place to start and a free place to come in at them. It makes absolutely no sense.
When I see that, it's kind of scary. Let's go to the phones.
Henry, good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you folks this morning?
We're good.
We're going to get fired up here in a minute.
Well, I hope so. You know, I was kind of listening to the conversation about Trump and some of the other candidates, and I think the comment came up, can you imagine Trump being president? Well, you know, I've gone through life reducing things to the lowest possible denominator. So let me put it this way. If you have a business running and Trump walked into your office and said, would you hire me? Would you hire him? You bet in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I was trying to think why I wouldn't, but I
can't. You know, you mean if he dropped his resume on your desk and said, would you hire me?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I see what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, now what we're doing on a larger scale is the same thing.
Yes.
What we're saying is he's dropping the resume on the desk and he says, would you hire me as president? You know, this man's been a successful businessman for many, many years. He doesn't back down from anything that I've ever seen. So I think he would handle international business well. Not only that, he does business with Russia and China, and the fact is I'm sure he knows a goodly amount of those people personally. What more could you want in a manager?
You know, Henry, I agree with you. My take on him still is I'm not totally and completely convinced that he would be, that he would have the patience to deal with it for 4 years. Because he's used to going in, doing things, boom, 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 what he wants to do with no prohibition, if you will.
Well, I'm sure he would adjust very quickly.
I don't know whether he'd want to. That's my point. Because he's done, he can do pretty much he wants to.
Trump.
But you,
and it's, I kind of feel that same way myself because I went through life doing the same thing.
Yeah, you don't have time to deal with
having fun.
Yeah, but you know, here's the other thing too. Yes, he's a good manager. But is he a good leader? Is he a good leader, though? And it's a, you know, it's, does he have the traits of a leader that this country needs?
Well, he's running, Lord knows how many employees.
But there's a difference between managing and leading. And the thing is that that's what I'd like to hear is what kind of, you know, is a leader? Because a leader is compassionate. He is somebody that cares about people, and they have to know he cares about them, that he's leading them into things that are going to be tough, because he's going to have to say things, look, we're going to have to do, you know, we're going to have to do with less here to get ourselves going back on the right track. Now, is he a type of person that people will go, yeah, you know what, he'll go with less, but he's there too, and we believe in him. See, that's the kind of leader you need, and Obama has lost that.
He appears to be a pretty decent leader at this point. I realize he's a little bit impatient, but so was I.
Yeah, but
you're in a situation where if you can deal with people of the caliber of the Chinese and I'll tell you, I've dealt with some Chinese people in my career, and also with some Iranian people. And some Jewish people, and they run a hard bargain.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they are tough to deal with. And I've done this, and with one exception of Iranians, I finally told them to get out of my office because I didn't like them.
Well, but, you know, you don't, you know, and, but see, here's...
With that exception, I did very well with them, and I think he would, too.
Well,
you know, Henry, here's what I'll tell you. If there wasn't anybody on the stage the other night that wouldn't be infinitely better than what we've got now.
Oh, I don't think there's any comparison to it.
So,
with the exception, I think if Bush gets nominated, I think it's business as usual, and I surely don't want to see that again.
I absolutely agree with you, but I think there's so many choices there, and again, I believe there are the top three. I think we'd be well served with any of them. I think that's where we'll end up, and I don't have a problem with Trump. If he is the final choice, I certainly will support him.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Henry.
Thanks so much, Henry.
Okay, thank you.
Well, you know what? I'm thinking about this. I'm thinking about leadership. And, you know, I've given talks before in business groups with military leadership in the civilian workplace. And you look at the things that makes a successful military officer a leader. And And there's a difference between leadership and management, a big difference. And the point is that the man or woman leading our country has got to be that. They have to be more than just a manager or, you know, somebody pandering to one side. They've got to be a leader that everybody feels as part of the team, that instills confidence in them, that they have confidence in their leadership, in their judgment, in their compassion, and their initiative, and their courage. And there's a lot of things that have to go with courage, and their honesty in treating people. And these are the things that people are looking for in a president, plus the ability to stand up and make our country, that you respect the country and the people in this country. It doesn't mean you have to throw out millions of people to respect people in this country. It means that you have to have rules, and people need to live by rules. If without a rule of law, it's an anarchy, and that's the last thing we want. But we're heading in that direction right now under this president,
Carl,
who wants to change things.
You sit and listen to what you're saying, and then my mind reels because I think, and how in the world then did we end up with Mr. Obama, not once, but twice?
Because all of those things
that you've just said, he has none of.
Well, you get what you vote for. We got to take a break.
How did that happen?
It's 14 minutes until 8 o'clock here at KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark for Free Fire Radio. 44 degrees out there, going up to 48 today. Probably get a little bit of rain. And hey, our lines are 605-4567. Give us a call. Tell us how you feel. We'll be right back.
It's Dandelion's first Christmas in their new home. So join the ladies at 1322 Pine Street. Enjoy the 17 themed trees, where you will find exciting brands like Brighton, Alex and Ani, beautiful sweaters, and delicious candles with scents like pumpkin spice and cinnamon cider. Have your sweetheart fill out a wish list to make your shopping easier, or have one of the many wonderful ladies help you with that special gift. It's Dandelion Unique Gifts and Clothing at 1322 Pine Street in beautiful downtown Reading.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Season's greetings. This is Mac McCraw, the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. As an Air Force retiree who previously deployed to Iraq, I know how important it is to graciously say thank you to all the currently deployed soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines for putting your life on the line every day to defend freedom so that all of us back home can keep safe. Merry Christmas to all of you, and we will see you soon when you come home. And thank you, Shasta County family members, for your support during the holidays.
Mark your calendars for the wedding show event of the year. January 17th, it's the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, calling all brides, grooms, and families. Join us at Simpson University January 17th from 11 to 3 p.m., where you can see over 100 vendors and a special live fashion show with tons of giveaways, including a free honeymoon trip. Make it a day to remember at the Bridal Guide Wedding Show. That's Simpson University January 17th from 11 to 3. See you there.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. It is 11 minutes until 8 o'clock here on the 17th of December. 44 degrees out there, 605-4567 is our phone number, and you've got 7 more shopping days until Christmas. 8 wow. If you really want to push it, but 7 for sure. Okay, hey, let's.
You can shop on Christmas Day.
Actually. You can shop on Christmas Day. I mean, you can go down to that 7-Eleven and buy yourself, some pins, a quarter oil, probably some pepperoni sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
still that stocky.
Well, you know, anybody stops by, you want to give them all a little something there, you know. Give them in little paper bags, you know, put a little bow on it there. Hey, I'm here, of course, with Trish Clark, and we're going to go to the phones. Janice, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Trish.
Good morning, Janice.
Carl, I think you've come with a definition that we really need to look at, leadership and management. A leader also will listen to people and listen to those who have knowledge and expertise.
Yes.
Another aspect is who can take charge of different areas and let them go on with what they know and manage, you know, sort of be there to support those areas that they're good at. And I believe, and then the other part of Trump is, as the management, like you said, he comes in and once it gets done, there's been a ruthless aspect of his business accumulation.
There is, and
you can't use that same mow him down approach in a position like presidency. So I do think, you know, he comes across with the frankness that we want. He doesn't use the rhetoric, and all this is good to bring it out in front. But it is something to consider what you have brought up.
Okay.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, good point analysis, Janice, because it's certainly a huge difference between leadership and management. I know that you know, when I was in office, one of the things I always found that certainly nobody, and not Trump or Cruz or Rubio or any of them, have all the answers. The secret is to find the experts in all of those areas that need solved and listen to their input, as you indicate.
But you've got to take this group of people, and they're going to be such a divergent group of people.
Yes.
Because they're going to be experts in things that you've just barely scratched on. And you have got to mold them into a team that's all going in one direction.
Exactly.
And
that's
the
goal.
Kind of thing,
set the
that's,
goal.
That's
set the target.
Thing is, and
sure.
Keep them on it. So, you know, you can manage. You can be ruthless in private business. You're absolutely right, Janice. But when you're getting up and you're dealing with 100 other nations who really don't really give a flip about us, and we're getting ready to talk about that in a minute, you've got to have there's a certain compassion that's got to be there. So, anyway, thanks a lot, Janice.
Yeah, have a good Merry Christmas
to you,
too.
Janice.
You know, Jarhead writes in here, he says the reason it happened is because they created a political party election instead of a leader election. And people wanted change back in 2008 after Bush and issues, but forgot what their fathers taught them. Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, the point about gathering the team and putting it together and a good leader is at the top of that. Instead of dismissing everybody with expertise, tell them what your goal is and then let them help you guide the way to get there. Obama has cut loose everybody that disagreed with him. I mean, go through the military now and try to find any real leaders.
Well,
we've cut them loose because anybody that disagrees with him.
I think they made a mistake. When they made the commandant of the Marine Corps the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, because he's disagreed already with Ash Carter, and he didn't even show up for when Carter said, "Oh no, we really have to integrate women into the military at all levels." You know, Ash Carter, you are nothing but a sycophant that has come up through the bowels of the Pentagon, and here you are saying something like this when you've got everybody, you know, that stood up and said, that's wrong. You can't do that. The Marine Corps asked for a waiver for combat infantrymen and tankers. And, no, they can do it. So what if you get that one in 10,000 girl, woman, that can do it? so what? So you got one woman in a division, and that means something? What's that mean? What's that mean? Oh, she's in here. So get out. And the first time she fails, and she will, because everybody fails at various times. You know, I mean, it's something. I mean, you're not going to make it somewhere. And you learn, and it's and you know, second lieutenants are out there making mistakes like you just can't believe. I know. I made every one of them. But when it happens, can she recover? Because what she's won by herself. And that's the thing, unless you change.
There's a difference between men and women, and some of them were suited for different things. It isn't a reflection that they're not as good at or as good as, or that they're not as intelligent. It's that we can simply do different things. We're physically built different, and that's the way it's designed. That's the way God intended it, if you will. And we need to have a set of criteria for any job, whether it's a pilot or a fireman or a police officer or a soldier. And if you can fill that criteria, then you get the job. If you can't,
You
don't get the job.
Okay, so, you know, fine. So we're not going to change any of the standards. And then so you can say that's open, but you know they're not going to get in the SEALs. They're not going to get in the SF. Three of them went through Ranger school, but talk to Rangers about that. They, you know what? You talk to the Ranger guys, and they are just enraged. And they're pointing out things that happened and all. You know, I mean, there were a lot of things that they say happened that the Army, of course, is saying didn't happen, like extra time, this, you know, all these kind of things. But anyway, you look at it, the three went through the Ranger school. They got the Ranger tab. Will they be assigned to a Ranger unit? I don't know. One of them was a mother, had three kids.
Okay, I want to jump to just a different subject.
Okay.
Because I watched the debate the other night on CNN News, because that's the station that it was on. Last night, I turned the TV on, and I was doing a bunch of other stuff, but I was listening in the background to CNN. And it dawned on me that I understand why a lot of the things happen with our people, and why are the people that I look at and go, how can you believe that? The way they approach things is they adopt, when they're giving the discussion, they adopt a premise that is totally and completely inaccurate, and then they go on to explain and talk about it, and everybody believes, because it's a newscast, that they're telling you the truth. And bottom line, the whole premise they started with was inaccurate to begin with. Did you know, and back to the debate, did you notice how many times Ted Cruz corrected the premise before he'd answer the question the other night? They would say something and he would say, well, no, what you said is not accurate. What is accurate is, and then he would go forward and answer the question.
And then they would come back and say, but you didn't answer the question.
Yes, I did, because you gave me the wrong question. That you gave me, what you asked me was not accurate. Was not an accurate depiction of what exactly the circumstances are. I think that's what has irritated me so badly over the last few years about Republicans, is they ask them, well, the moon is made of cheese, and why is that? And instead of telling them, no, the moon isn't made of cheese, they go on to explain why that's a good thing. And it doesn't make any sense.
I know. So, well, CNN. They're the ones that poison the mind. They selectively edit things too.
Oh my God!
I guess they all do. It's just incredible.
I guess
they all do. Hey, okay. Now when we come back, we've got some Toys for Tots we want to talk about. I can see Toys for Tots lady out there, and that's going on for a few minutes. And then we're going to go into talk about the Muslims like us.
Do Muslims throughout the world
do they like us? What do they think about Americans? Well, I just happen to know the answer to that one because I've been researching that and wrote that in my blog too. Do Muslims like Americans? Or do Muslims hate Americans? It's something that's kind of really interesting. We'll talk about that when we get back. We're going to talk also about the city of Shasta Lake. Just made a big decision about expanding a huge, huge area there and develop that. And, of course, what's going on in Baltimore and the trials there on those seven policemen, or is it eight policemen, for the murder of Freddie Gray. You remember the guy that was thrown in the back? You're not supposed to say that out loud.
Oh,
because this is called a hook. We talk about that. You know what? Why don't you just tell me what I got for Christmas too? There. Okay. Thanks a lot.
She flips right to the end of the book.
Oh, no, you know what? It's just like when you ask. You know, we start talking about a sponsor, and she just goes right to somebody else.
The butler did it.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. Hey, how'd that game end? Oh, I haven't watched that. You know, I don't know. Don't tell me when that last game. You mean the one that was 27-3 by the Giants? No, no.
And I do know what you got for Christmas, and you should watch it, or I will reveal that before the end of the show.
We'll be right back after these messages. It's 8 o'clock in the morning here on the 17th. 4 degrees out there, going up to 48 today. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com, I'm Bob Agnew. Fewer Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week.
The Labor Department says applications for jobless aid fell by 11,000 to a seasonally adjusted 271,000. The less volatile four-week average was essentially unchanged at 271,000. Claims have been near historic lows for 9 months. Most Americans are enjoying job security as layoffs have declined to pre-recession levels.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Yes, he did use a personal email account during the early weeks on the job as defense secretary, and Ash Carter admitting in a CBS interview, it's his fault, and he knows it. It was the same mistake that, over a longer period of time, along with an alleged cover-up, landed Hillary Rodham Clinton in hot water and the subject of a congressional probe. More schools are getting terrorist threats, but are learning to try and weed out the pranks from the real dangers. Dallas Mayor Michael Rawlings says law enforcement agencies have been investigating an email threat against the Dallas Independent School District.
We are able to say to the students of those schools, go to school, it's safe, and your parents can go to work and feel good about what you're doing there.
Rawlings says the city is now working closely with federal authorities to investigate the threats. The House today poised to approve a number of tax measures,
including a crackdown on the IRS.
They turned the IRS into a political weapon in 2012, and we're not going to let them turn the IRS into a political weapon again.
Speaker Paul Ryan. The measure makes it easier to fire IRS employees whose actions are sparked by politics. It also extends a number of existing tax breaks, including the child tax credit. And it places a two-year moratorium on the widely unpopular medical device tax, part of the Affordable Care Act.
That's Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. On Wall Street, the Dow struggling. It's down 120 points. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicki said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The head of the Senate Intelligence Committee is looking into whether Senator Ted Cruz released classified information during this week's GOP presidential debate.
Republican Richard Burr of North Carolina says during an exchange between Senators Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz, Cruz mentioned some figures in the government phone surveillance program. Senator Rubio responded, quoting here, "Let me be very careful when answering this because I don't think national television in front of 15 million people is the place to discuss classified information." Rubio is a member of the Senate Intelligence Committee. Cruz is not. As Intelligence Committee Chairman, Senator Burr says a question has been raised, and it is now important to determine if there is any validity to it. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
Mortgage rates rose this week. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage edged up to 3.97%, up from 3.95% last week. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The migrant crisis continues in Europe. Germany and several other nations are set to discuss with Turkey ways of settling thousands of Syrian refugees ahead of the final EU summit of the year. The BBC's Chris Morris reports the summit will discuss European Commission plans to create an EU Coast Guard and other ways to strengthen external borders.
This would be a European border force which, in theory, would be able to intervene in a country which is unable or unwilling to cope with arrivals. In other words, if this proposal goes through as it stands at the moment, it could mean that the European border guards were posted on a country's border essentially against its will. There are several countries who are very reluctant about it, but the European Commission's behind the proposal. France and Germany, the biggest countries in the EU, are also pushing for it strongly.
And that is the BBC's Chris Morris reporting. More of these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, so it's my Trishy time today.
Good morning, good morning.
6 after 8 here in the morning on the 17th of December. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Trish, and tell us what the weather looks like for the rest of the week and the weekend.
Well, it's 44 degrees, and we've got a good chance, 60% chance of rain today. This evening, we're looking for about 42 degrees and a slight chance of rain. On Friday, 80% chance, heavy rain, 46 degrees. Throughout Friday and on Saturday, we're still looking for showers and a high of 47. So we're going to be kind of mid there most of the day. And we're looking for a good amount of moisture out of this, and it's a little colder, so maybe some snow in the mountains. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give those nice people a call at 365-3793.
There you go. And I tell you what, it's they're out there delivering propane everywhere out there. It's
cold. People are going through their propane and call and not let those tanks run dry.
And I saw an article or a letter to the editor saying how much this guy says he's just gotten hammered on his propane bills. And I would tell this gentleman is to call out to couple of different propane companies around here, Shasta Gas Propane, and see what their prices are, because you may be very surprised, because there's a big disparity in this.
And
this
was
the one he's talking about is this big national brand. Anyway, there are different prices for different.
Call up and check and compare prices.
That's right. Hey, this portion, and speaking of cold, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know, Martin, it's a veteran-owned business. Martin is an Army veteran, and he's been in this business a long time. And over 20 years with just Alliance Heating and Air, it's outstanding service. I use him. Bob uses him. Everybody I know uses him. He's been voted best in the North State. So, obviously, he does a great job. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, if it's an emergency. He does big jobs. He does small jobs. He's come to our house and crawled underneath the house before, which is in itself scary.
I've been under the house in my house. That's not a fun place.
Well, you know, where we have, you know, it's, the house was built in 1940. And, I mean, there's things underneath that house. I'm just not sure. You know, as things would break, they would just leave them there. And it's like tons of stuff. In fact, if anybody wants to make a lot of extra money during this Christmas season, come over to the house and I'll give you every piece of metal you can get out from underneath the house. All the things, and you could make some money on that. Anyway, but Alliance Heating and Air is the one to take care of your heating and cooling systems. They do a great job. 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We really like these guys and girls over at Alliance Heating and Air. Somebody else we really like is in the studio with us.
Good morning.
Good morning. Stacy Wiedenhoff is here. And I met Stacy at the Marine Corps Ball.
Yes.
I didn't know who she was, though. Stacy was you know, dancing around, having a good time, and I was thinking, well, who is this girl? And because she was, you know, you'd see her flicking back and forth. Well, it turns out Stacy is in charge of Toys for Tots, which is a, you know, big Marine Corps evolution we have every time, you know, this time of the year. Mm-hmm. And Stacy is the one that's in charge of it, and I didn't know that. And I'm just kind of, you know, making phone calls and not realizing that there's somebody that I could have just called and saved me so much trouble and so much time finding out things. Because my good friend, the gunny, didn't tell me. Oh, you might just call Stacy. He was keeping Stacy to himself. Okay, Stacy, tell us about Marine Corps Toys for Tots.
Well, the Marine Corps Toys for Tots was started in 1947 by a Marine, and the Marine Corps adopted it on as the official Marine Corps Toys for Tots in 1948. So we've been around for a really, really long time.
67 years, to be exact. Some of us know what exactly.
And as we go along, there's all kinds of opportunities for businesses. Locations where we can drop off toys. KCNR has the boxes out here.
I still have some room here, people. Why don't you just come on down, bring me a bag of toys. That will fill up my toy box here for Toys for Tots. Somebody, all of you, come on down. Jarhead, Dr. Maria, everybody, Sungo, just come on down. Just buy two or three toys, make sure they're unwrapped. Come on down here, drop them off. Henry, everybody, just come on down, drop off some toys for these kids. Okay, because
we have approximately 8,000 kids that we're servicing this year that are in need of a Christmas.
In Shasta County. 8,000 children.
Now, and now think about this.
Wow.
And these are kids that you just don't kind of pluck them off the street. These are ones who are in databases.
Yes. Yes.
So these are ones, and the Toys for Tots people are not the ones that select them. You get the names from other databases. And people forget this. Well, why don't you give me any toys? Well, it's not up to the Toys for Tots people to say you're on this database because, you know, they don't do that. They just do this job where everybody goes out and they put these boxes out for kids and for collecting these toys, and that's what they do.
Yes. And so you have locations throughout Shasta County in all of the different communities where people can drop off toys.
Yes, there are locations all over the place. KNCR is one of them. We have Roundtable in Mount Shasta Mall. We have Walmart. The list goes on and on and on. We basically try and be in everybody's neighborhood. I mean, Edward Jones, which is everywhere around Reading, they all have boxes. Everybody really gets involved, and people always say, thank you so much for what you do. And I say thank you, but it's not just me. It's the whole community, because I do my job, but if the community isn't involved and they're not giving, we don't have anything to give.
That's right.
Okay, so in addition to just the toys that they can have their way, if they just would rather than buy a toy and bring it up and drop off, how else can they help? How can they donate money?
Yes, you can donate either cash, check, or you can make a donation online with using your credit card, debit card. You can go to toysfortots.org, and if you go to that,
when you listen to this, if you want the money to stay in Reading,
yes,
all right, in
so
Shasta
two
County,
ways you can do that.
So.
Yes.
Right, so now we're going to talk about this, because if you go to the national level one and you just plunk in your number there, it's going to go straight back to the national level. You know what? Frankly, I like to see it stay right here in Shasta County.
Yes.
So you go to the main page. Then
yes.
What?
If you go to the toysfortots.org main page, you're going to want to select the button to go to your local
state.
Well, it'll say your local donation site. And so you'll click that, and then you'll put in California, and then you'll put in Shasta County.
Important that you do that.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's the way to keep the money in Shasta County. The easiest way I find to do it is if you go to Google and you type in Toys for Tots, Redding, California, it'll bring you right on to our local page. And you'll know you're on the page because at the top it says Redding, California.
But a lot of people are not aware of whatever. If they're using Internet Explorer and they go just that way, then they're going to go into the other one. You have to be on Google.
Yes.
And using that as your search engine.
That's the easiest way that I've found to do it. The reason why we have the national page is because Toys for Tots wanted everybody was making a web page. So now they made one page, and then we have one website everybody can go to, and then you direct to, there's just under 1,000 Toys for Tots.
I can tell you from personal experience when I was on I&I duty for 3 years in New Mexico. My guys, they were all combat Marines. But when it came to Toys for Tots, they would throw themselves into this. Of course, the reserves, it's their job too. But my guys, my active duty guys, would get into it. And I mean, and we would they would collect stuff. And back in those days, you could not take money. So if you wanted to give money for Toys for Tots, we'd set up a laundry scheme with our
way.
There was a senior officer group there, that, but they weren't associated with us. They were all on. They set up their own Toys for Tots bank account, so they could send money to them if they wanted to, and that was fine. Well, until the day on the front page of the Albuquerque Journal, there's a picture of my staff sergeant taking a $5,000 check from the Chamber of Commerce for toys, and I'm like, you know, those things in your career that you're looking at and you're going, oh, I guess I just hope nobody sees this one. And what he really meant was he's just taking it to take over to the other group so they can deposit the money like this. But I've seen firsthand what it does and the good it does and those and the things it does for those kids, because they don't have a Christmas and things are tough still out there. And here's a chance to help out. So you can go to. And so where are some of the places that have?
How about down in Anderson or up in the city, Shasta Lake, or those places?
Anderson Walk-In Clinic has one. The Tri-Counties Banks all have boxes.
Okay.
Let me think. There's so many of them, my mind is just going blank.
If they call Toys for Tots or they look on a page, it'll show where they can give them. Right?
Yes, in the Marine Corps recruiting center on Churn Creek, they have a box. A lot of people like to go in and give them straight to the Marines, and they love getting them.
If you enlist for 4 years afterwards, that's even better.
Right, there you go. They love that too, especially if you're a girl, because the girl recruits are harder to find, and you know they have quotas. They have quotas. I have to say, I have had. Private first class wits, which is she just got back out of basic.
And
she has been coming to a lot of our Toys for Tots events, and it's been really nice having her.
And you know what she's going to become? She's going to become a anti-air gunner with the rockets, with the man pads that shoots, you know, that puts them on their shoulder and then tracks them as they're coming through and takes them down. That's her job. And she's all excited.
Yes.
Got it. She's pumped on it.
So I want to touch on what's great about people donating money. First of all, if you don't have time to go shopping or you just don't know what to buy, what's great is we always have a deficit somewhere. There's always something that we need that we haven't gotten donated. And we're getting down to the last wire here of
that's right. We've only got till when?
Well, we're picking up all of our boxes on Monday.
Next Monday. Okay.
Yes.
Now, 21st. I've got people out here in the chat room saying they're going to be bringing stuff by. Plus, I'd like to just give a big shout out to Nick Webb. Nick Webb came in here, and he's the president of a toy company here in town. This, you know, on the types of toys that are interactive and learning toys, and he gave us boxes of them.
That's awesome.
And so I've got a bunch of them in the toy box here, but other people are bringing some more stuff in, so we'll be ready for that.
That's great. Well, what we do with the money is I take it, I go shopping, we stay right here in Shasta County.
Yep.
We buy for whatever we don't have. These really do touch. Last year, Christmas Eve, I had gotten a call from the VA. We had a veteran whose wife had passed away of cancer, and he had 5 children. And the Marines put on their dress blues, and we delivered toys to their house.
Oh, wow.
And they did have a dying Christmas tree there that was given to them by the VA. And there was not a single gift under that tree. And when we walked in with the Marines and those children, here we are, Christmas Eve, and their faces just lit up.
Wow. And it made me cry.
And it does. It does. And the dad was, here he is, you know, a veteran, you know, hard on his luck, and he just had tears in his eyes. And, you know,
Well, you want to take care of your kids.
Right. And when you do this and you see it firsthand, it just touches your heart, and you know, it really does make a difference in people's lives.
It does. Okay. Stacy Wiedenhoff, thank you so much for what you do, Stacy.
Well,
we're going to have you back on again for a couple other reasons after Christmas.
Sounds
here.
Wonderful. And, thank you so much for having me.
Well, you know what? It's something that we can all do, and we can make it happen. If there's any questions, call
524-7978.
Okay. And if you don't know, get that one. We'll just give us a call down here at the station. We'll help out too.
Or once again, just go online, Toys for Tots. If you get onto the national page, keep going until you see Reading at the top, right. So all of those donations stay locally.
You can also email me at ShastaToysForTots.org. Shasta Toys for Tots at yahoo.com. Sorry. Got a little mixed up with the website there.
That's okay. Yeah. All right. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. 20 after 8 right here on the 17th of December. Come on down with those toys. We got some room here.
Thanks, Stacey.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening.
View 202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, View 202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202-226-8439. That's 226-8439.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
Who doesn't love Dickens' classic story, A Christmas Carol? Christmas isn't the same without its fascinating tale of spirits, adventure, greed, and of course, Ebenezer Scrooge.
Join us this holiday season for the Reading Civic Repertory's magical debut of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
Fabiano Altamura's new adaptation will have it all, from gorgeous sets to spooky spirits and music that will have you dancing the humbug.
Will Ebenezer Scrooge get what he deserves, or will the miser choose a different path? Come and find out on December 19th and 20th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get tickets at the Reading Civic Auditorium's box office. Call 229-0022 or at readingcivic.com.
Brought to you by Meeks Lumber, Zimmer Construction, Hudson Entertainment, and Hilltop Medical Clinic. Don't miss this Christmas spectacular. Christmas Carol, A Love Story. December 19th and 20th, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Trish Clark and Carl Bott.
That's got to put you in a great
23
here.
Minutes after. You know what
beautiful
it is?
Beautiful music.
You know, that and Stacy and her family. And she's got two twin girls. She had to get ready for school plays today.
8 years old.
8 year old twins.
Yeah, fun.
And your other daughter, 14, is going to be in here on the show. And we won't say why right now, but we'll talk about that at a later date. But she's doing this because she wants to.
Yeah.
She's volunteering for this. She doesn't get paid for this.
I got to just go back to that minute. What we were talking about in the first hour, Carl, about our country and our communities and our people and the things that we have going on here.
I love this country.
I love this country. And we have people that need a hand up from time to time. Yeah. I'm not talking about the population that doesn't want to be a part of society. I'm talking about people who are just down on their luck. And that's what America's about. That's what we're about as communities. That we go out and we help these different people. And there's nothing worse in the whole world than children at Christmas time with an empty stocking.
Oh, no.
And you can so easily be a part of solving some of those things as a community. You know, gosh, you're out shopping for your kids. Pick up that one extra toy and drop it by someplace. Or go
you
on.
Know,
and,
you know what? And you're not and talking about an extremely expensive gift either. I mean, you're talking about something that's a puzzle or something like that that you know that a kid you know will. Yeah.
You know, for many years when I was in the Bay Area, I always found a family because I didn't do a big Christmas. You know, I was single and what have you, and I would go out and find a family. There's nothing in the world more rewarding than to do a Christmas for a family that doesn't have anything.
No, it is. It's true.
And
No, you're right.
It's just it's an incredible feeling to make that much of a difference in somebody's life.
It does. Well, you know what? It does.
Yeah.
Now,
good thing.
I'm going to go to something that's a big change here.
Okay.
Though you already gave it away. In the Freddie Gray case, in case y'all were wondering what happened,
Freddie Gray dropped the hook.
Yeah, you dropped the hook. You pulled it right through the fish lips.
I pulled it right through that trout's lips.
As you know, the Freddie Gray case in Baltimore, they arrested six policemen. Three white, three black. I mean, and of course, you know, all the riots and the Freddie Gray riots, you know, he was killed in the back of the truck because they didn't strap him in. He came out with a broken neck, and then they called it homicide. And of course, then the whole policing program in Baltimore broke down. Their murders have skyrocketed in that city, and the people are accusing the police of not going back into the tough cities, you know, and the police are saying, we're going in there, you know, but obviously not as much as they did before. And because, you know, they're shooting at them, but it also every time they get out of the car, there's like 12 people with a cell phone recording everything they do. Anyway, they had the first trials, and it was a black officer, African-American officer, hung jury. They could not, and they came out and said, we're not going to be able to solve this. Judge says, get back in there. They went back in there, came out again, hours and hours later, nope. No way. I don't know what the sides were. You know, if it was 7-5 or 8-4 or 11-1. I'm not sure what it was.
Yeah.
But I think you're going to find this that, I can't help but think that they probably brought up this, you know, their best case first. And if that's the case, you know, you're going to get a hung jury. And you know, frankly, unless there was some really, really, really strong evidence that said these guys knew that when they did this, they were going to hurt this guy, that, you know, maybe this was not the SOP, but, you know, they've already paid Freddie's family off. They've already gotten $6 million out of this thing. That I'm not sure that I would go for a conviction on these guys.
I think you've got
to. You really have to prove it to me.
Well, and it's got to be beyond a reasonable doubt. And that's a hard test. And you're right. If you're going to get a mixed jury and a jury of his peers each time, hung jury sounds like a real possibility. And what's the community going to do?
Well, that's it. You know,
are they going to riot every time?
I'm sure that there are African Americans, Hispanic Americans, White Americans. I'm trying to cover them all here. Are on the jury. So
a mixed American group.
A true cross-section of America. Let me put it this way. A cross-section of America should be on that jury.
Yes.
And if they
sure
is,
there
and,
was.
And they hang that jury they can't get it, that, you know, guess what? Then justice has been served. They came to trial. They were arrested. They came to trial. The city made a statement there. The police have made another statement going the other way. So it's that kind of thing is. But it will be interesting to see. There were no riots last night after the verdict was given.
The system is working the way it works. And if they don't find any of them guilty, then so be it.
All right. Hey, we're going to get back on track here. I wanted to talk to Stacey. It took, you know, a little bit longer than I thought, but I think it's important, the things that she said there. That part about the Marines going into that family. First of all, that veteran who doesn't have a job or he's on hard times, his wife has just died, I mean, can you picture that tree that's kind of like that dying tree there?
I can.
Kids,
so,
and his kids don't have anything there.
I could tell you some stories about some families that I did several years ago.
Yeah.
I can also tell you a story about one time I got bit really bad on a deal like that.
Oh, well, I tell you what. You know,
there's good and bad and everything.
Well, when our guys be giving out the toys, and this is why I know that we get the names off of the Salvation Army and the list that the people, you know, the organizations would give us. We didn't just come up with names.
No.
And we would see people drive in there in cars that were a lot nicer than anything we were driving.
Uh-huh.
And, mm-hmm. you know, and dress really nice and come in to get their toys. And it would just really irritate my Marines because they'd be taking toys that they knew that other people really needed more than these people did.
Yeah.
So, anyway, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. But, hey, come on out to View 202 this Sunday. From 11 to 1, and listen to Linda and her band sing. I'm going to be out there. My kids are going to be out there. Grandkids are going to be out there. We're all going to be watching. Maybe on the veranda if it's a nice day.
If it's
really bad, then we'll be inside where everything's nice and warm and toasty. But mimosas, bottomless ones for like $10. You get a great brunch for a very reasonable price there, plus the music, and you get to kind of sit there and look at the river going by and be a nice, nice place to spend the Sunday before Christmas.
And that's from 11 to 1.
11 to 1 at View 202. Yeah. Give them a call, 226-8439.
And I bet she's doing some nice Christmas music.
Oh, she has a lot of Christmas music on that, yeah. And it's been very, very well received.
Yeah, great way to spend the Sunday before Christmas.
I think so. All right, we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Take your passion. Hi, Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical.
The devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters.
The wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group. And the fun family experience of Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
See you at the show! Mark your calendars for the wedding show event of the year. January 17th, it's the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, calling all brides, grooms, and families. Join us at Simpson University January 17th from 11 to 3 p.m., where you can see over 100 vendors and a special live fashion show with tons of giveaways, including a free honeymoon trip. Make it a day to remember at the Bridal Guide Wedding Show. That's Simpson University January 17th from 11 to 3. See you there.
Your home. You serve your country with honor. Now it's time to strike out on a new path forward. You're a veteran. You set the standard for character, integrity, leadership. And you've gained valuable skills. Skills employers are looking for. At jobcenter.usa.gov, you can get access to personalized services and the support you need to find the perfect career. This is U.S. Navy and Marine Corps veteran Montel Williams saying, visit an American Job Center today and discover your next opportunity of a lifetime.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. Trish is my girl today. And it's a 44 degrees.
Enjoying the bumper music.
44 degrees, going to 48 today. Some rain. Looks like rain through the weekend. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a better-known business where they give senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop over there off of Athens Avenue in the Cypress Square Shopping Center across from Subway. You can't get a better haircut in town. Nor a one that just have a better time. I mean, this is a great barbershop. The Cheers of barbershops.
Catch up on the local gossip.
Oh, yeah. Man's last stronghold right there at Cypress Square Barbershop with DC Tim and the man in black, Logan. When you see Logan, Logan's growing a beard. And I said, you know, Logan, you ought to wear like a little sign around you that says, I am not a terrorist. You know?
Oh!
You know, like how the beard comes down, and he goes, I don't think that's funny. Of course, everybody else is just laughing, you know, at that point. So, it's a great place, like I said, to get a haircut. And you know, head on down the street a little bit further, you get to the Classy Cafe with Millie and Kathy. Have on the walls all these great photos of everybody that's served around here. You get a hug when you walk in. They do breakfast and lunch. Good people down there supporting our community also. Cypress Square Barbershop, better known business. Okay, I did some more research, and I'm blogging now. I'm into this thing. So I see this article that says, do Muslims really hate Americans? And it's a Pew Center research piece. And the Pew, you know, Pew does research all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And as it turns out, that the answer to that is mainly yes. Well, dislike intensely or dislike us.
Yes.
And when you get into it, but not all countries. Now, here's the funny thing. Do all Muslim countries dislike us? No. No. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. Okay. Ones that, though, have jumped up in their dislike of us, especially since Obama's come in.
Yeah.
Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
Egypt. Man, they're up like 83%. They just don't like America. And Jordan, of course, has gone up. They had others that, even though, and some of them have dropped in their dislike of us, you know, from a 93% down to an 80%. You know, like Pakistan, and Pakistan doesn't like us, you know, all these, you know, like the Middle East. You look at the Middle East, Jordan, all these, they just like us. Now,
you know, what I'd like to see is that statistic right next to how much money we're sending
over to them, right.
Yeah, now, so that they can practice their hate against
us. Now, two Muslim countries that like us. Indonesia, which has got one of the largest Muslim populations in the world.
Mm-hmm.
They like Americans. Nigeria, which is like 52% Muslim. They like America.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because they call in and they say that, hey, you know, you get the emails from them. They say, I've got $5 million. You just send me $100 and I will make sure you get the money. Because Americans keep sending them money for that. No,
yeah.
But Indonesia and Nigeria have a good, they like Americans. They have a, you know, they believe that we're good people. Now, why do the Muslims dislike us? Part of it is what happened in the invasion of Iraq, you know. But the other part is their stereotypes of Americans as being greedy, godless, compulsive, warmongers, and godless. You know, without religion. So this is what they think, and like I said, these are research. Now these polls go up and down, as opposed, you know, with current events.
More importantly,
this was just a while ago. I mean, this just came out, and I put it in the put it in my blog. The Muslims hate us. It's on the Record Searchlight in the on their page. You know, their online edition.
The online edition, then, and you go to blogs and right. All these different
and
people that are blogging for them come
out.
More importantly, though, than how the Muslims in all these other countries feel about us, I really would like to hear and get more input from the Muslims and the Muslim communities that live right here in the United States.
We, in fact, had a call during the break suggesting that we invite the local imam to.
He wrote a letter to the editor. The local imam did, about this, you know, after San Bernardino. I mean, totally condemning this and saying is that we're Americans. We need to take care of our country.
Well, and that's what I want to hear more of. That's what I want to hear.
We can do that.
These disavowing Muslims
this.
Coming
Ooh.
Out.
Disavowing something like
and,
that.
And sure. saying they're wrong. This is a horrible thing that they've done.
And you know what? There's a lot.
And I don't doubt that they're there.
I just don't think that we
hear from them. And unfortunately, as Mr. Trump pointed out, we do hear from some communities in the United States with Muslims who cheer when we are being beat upon and like things like 9/11 and San Bernardino are happening within the United States and or Paris. And there are Muslims on our soil in our country who think that's an okay thing and kind of applaud it. I'd like to hear from the other side of the thousands and thousands of Muslims that are in our country.
And there are thousands and thousands of Muslims in this country.
Yes, there are.
That do condemn these attacks.
And that have assimilated into our society.
Yes, absolutely.
But they need to stand up and be counted.
Well, we do need to get a hold of our local imam. And he's been on the show before.
Okay.
And he's a very
well, I know that in the past I worked closely with the Sikh population in Shasta County. And sometimes there's some confusion about them and the Muslims.
Oh, people think Sikhs are Muslims. And
exactly.
They're not, and they're not.
And I worked very closely with several of the doctors and had a good relationship with that population. We have two Sikh churches, mosques, what are their churches? They're not mosques, and they're temples.
What do you think, Bob? What do you think it should be?
What is the name of their churches?
Bob over on his computer. So, what do you think? Okay, what is Sikh? It's not a mosque.
What
is their church called?
Oh, it's a temple.
Is it a temple? Okay.
Yeah, Sikh temple.
Okay. I wanted to be sure I got the right term for that. But we have two in Anderson, and a great community that is very cooperative and giving and involved in the Anderson community.
Okay. All right.
And it's unfortunate that Sikhs are often mistaken for terrorists and have been subjected to some horrific reactions from idiots.
Well, and I remember after 9/11 happened, we in fact did in Shasta County do a reach out and a statement through the Board of Supervisors talking just about that and reaching out to the community and saying, you know, wait, get your facts straight here. These are different people, and we need to recognize that. There was some terrible things as far as some criticism and threats against their families, that happened. And we came out very strongly as a community in Shasta County and saying that, well, that's not going to go here.
Yeah.
These people are part of our community. They've made great contributions. And I want to do the same thing in our community with the Muslims that are here who disavow the terrorist activities.
Which I'm sure is the vast majority of them. You know, it's kind of like, do we disavow what happened in South Carolina when that guy killed the 9 people in the church? Of course you do.
Absolutely.
But you didn't see a number of Christians standing up and saying, hey, we disavow that. Because, you know what I mean? You see what I mean?
Yeah.
For some reason we're levying this on our Muslim Americans. I know what you're talking about. Okay, so that terrorism aimed at these two people who are terrorists coming into a place and shooting people. Then you've got this obviously deranged racist that kills 9 black people. And it just came into my head while I'm thinking is that I said it was horrible and it was terrible and it should never happen. So maybe that does count.
I think it does, and I think that's the distinction.
Okay.
Because you are a Christian, and so that when you say that,
yeah,
you know,
but okay,
we are disavowing. I don't think that's a good comparison. What I would say.
We can discuss that because we're going to take a break in a while.
We're going to discuss that off the air.
Shasta Lake.
Whoa, I'm taking the woodshed.
No. Shasta Lake. OK's Mountain Gate development. This is huge. This is the biggest thing they've done. 590-acre development, shopping centers, houses, recreation, school.
Yeah, okay.
So, I mean, they've put this into the planning stage here. I mean, do they have something like this that's going to be happening up there? I don't. I mean, that's a big step out there. I wonder if they've got some. You know, if they've got people in there. They're going to move in some. Move into the shopping. Move.
There's been so many projects.
A base store there or something like that.
There's been so many projects over the years up in the Shasta Lake area and that have not come to fruition. And maybe now it's time. Maybe they're going to start making a move towards increasing their tax base. As the city of Anderson has, and of course the city of Redding continues to, but that'd be good. The city of Shasta Lake could use a shot of adrenaline, yeah. I'm sure.
One of the questions coming in the chat room said that Queen Rana and King Abdul of Jordan were supporters of anti-terrorism and pro-American, they thought. And I think that they probably are. I'm just talking about the when they do the research of the average Jordanian there. This is how they came back, how they're just like the United States has gone up.
And I'll bet you that if you were to compare before Obama with now, you would see dramatic changes all throughout the United States, or throughout the other countries, not just Muslim countries, of attitude changes towards the United States and its citizens.
And you're right. In two countries, it's gone up since Obama's been there, and a lot of the other countries, it's come down. In other words, their dislike that at one point was 90%, now it's 78%. It's still 78%, but it's come down since Obama's come in, too. So just, you know, he's gone up in some countries and gone down in others.
Well, I would guarantee you that if you run another number as to whether we're respected anymore, you can surely get a good target on that, because I'm not sure anybody respects us, including our own people.
We'll be right back after these messages. It's 9:15 right here on the 17th of December. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur. Right here, we're on the air.
Oh, you are? I thought you said.
Welcome to live
Linda
radio.
Linda just came
boys
into the
and
studio.
Girls.
Welcome to live radio.
Linda just kind of like a. Just blew through the door right there. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back after these messages.
Nothing like live radio.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Fixin' and blixin' and all his reindeers pullin' on the reins. Bells are ringin', children singin', all is merry and bright. So hang your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, Christmas is coming next, so Kathy's got gift cards that you can get for the person that has everything. We have a whole bunch of new Toyo Tommy kerosene heaters in for Christmas and ready to go. Kurt and Ricky are delivering kerosene everywhere in the mountains. Cody and Gary are doing a lot in the plant, filling clear pearl for the portable heaters and propane bottles and bulk oil. And thank you to all the customers of ours that use the Muse card locks for trucks, cars, and equipment. Mike Alcorn, the driver of our shiny truck and trailer, has Driver of the Month Award for cleanest truck. Robin is doing a great job keeping up with all of our ag customers and corning and deliveries. Joe at Weaverville plant is very busy filling propane bottles and kerosene. Northern Lights Energy, keeping families warm, tanks full, and always there before you need us. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This is Carl Bott. I'm sitting with Ted Ogilvie here, manager and head driller of Diamond Core Drilling. You know, Ted, with all this water shortage and the drought that's going on, people have a lot of questions about their water wells. What can Diamond Core Drilling do for these people?
I've seen a lot of people run out of water, and it takes a very long time to get a driller scheduled. What we'd like to do is see if we can pull a Department of Water Resources log that shows the construction details of the well. And then we also like to come out and do an actual site visit and inspect the well and see if there's anything that can be done with the well.
Now, this is a free consultation, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. We don't charge anything for that. We've been providing water well services since 1980. We're veteran-owned, veteran-managed. You can reach us at area code 530-275-8162, or you can visit our website, diamondcoredrilling.net.
That's Diamond Core Drilling. They can help you with any of your water well needs.
This is Ted Ogilvie. We're here to help.
Alone when he stays through. Yes, I'll admit.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta Springwater come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta Springwater.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringwater.com.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Trish Clark and Linda Bott. Just rolled in here.
The red light is so funny because Bob always says, you know, the red light means that we're on the air.
Linda goes, what red light? Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Go on down there and see John Bastiani and his crew of merry elves down there working away before Christmas at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. He's got everything you can possibly imagine. Stick under that tree for that guy that loves guns or likes to hunt or shoot.
Or that gal.
Or that gal, that's right. Or that gal.
I mean,
gal.
Come on, a girl can't have too many diamonds or too many guns.
That's true. Right. You know, this group I'm in here now, they're all, you know, shooters. And
I do have a lot of pink camo, and I love it.
And so, you know, head on down there, get everything you could possibly want for Christmas for your guys and girls that are out there shooting. Classes, gunsmithing, everything at Bastiani Arms, and they will help you pick out that right gun, that whether it's a pistol, revolver, a long gun, shotgun, whatever it is. John Bastiani and his people believe in customer service. Locally owned, locally operated, veterans always get discounts at Bastiani Arms. 222-8222. It is a local business. Shop local, buy local. Okay. Linda came flying in here and said hello to saying hello to us,
Trish, and brought her a little Christmas present,
and
yes, we are going to be on the day of Christmas Eve because we just had our friend Lori Goyne, who brings us a rum cake. My gosh, she makes all those. I don't know how many she makes. I never asked her the number, but there was a picture posted on Facebook that looked like there was probably at least 20.
Wow,
that's a lot of baking.
But you know what? This time of year, when it's rainy and what have you, that's fun to do. I mean, make the candy and the cookies and the smells in the house. And I used to do a lot of that, make huge trays. Mm. Maybe I'll have to get into a little cooking spree.
That's cool.
That would be fun.
They want to know if we have those what are those things, Bob, in the chat room? What does it mean, they say, when they said, do they have, is that those little, like, little smiley faces? When it says here, and here, does the program emojis?
Emojis,
yeah. For the chat room.
Now, what is that? Is that a Japanese term?
That it's sort of come into being in the texting world. An emoji, of course, is the smiley face or the little icon that expresses a thought or concept. And you can do whole conversations with emojis.
Yes.
I have a personal favorite set that are kind of kitty based, but
I like the Snoopy ones.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we tried it on my i5. And we couldn't get it up for some reason. I guess you have to go into through the.
You mean the iPhone?
Yeah, the iPhone. And then,
oh, it's a 5. Okay, I see.
It's a 5.
Mean.
Yeah, we tried to pull it up in the settings and all that for some reason.
Should be built right into you.
In your
texting keyboard, there's a little smiley face.
There should be, but it
brings up
have
your menu of emojis.
Okay, and somebody also wants to know: do we have circus music for our festivities here?
I'm not sure how I'm going to take that. And frankly,
Jarhead, come on down. We could use some more clowns down here. So not that we have enough.
I like your posting yesterday, Bob. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. He said, "Don't say anything. Just see if you figure it out." And I said, "Yeah, stuck in the middle with you."
Yeah, which of course was
Everybody was saying they understood it.
I passed that forward. I saw that and just had to share it. It looks like a Photoshop, but not a bad one.
All right. So, okay, we got a week before, we got seven more shopping days before Christmas.
Eight if you want to shop on Christmas Day.
You can try that.
In desperation, you can find some place open if you forgot
I think
7-Eleven.
You're going to go through, you know, that 6 o'clock, that 6 p.m., you've got to make that final sweep through different places.
You get a lot of sales.
You know what? There is a lot of things that last day before Christmas.
Yeah.
And then you got the after Christmas sale.
And there's another way to look at it. If in fact the things are kind of picked over, then you don't have to make so many decisions. You just walk in and take what's ever left on the shelf. I mean, that can be easy, too.
You know what?
Have you ever done that?
Yes. I'm not a great shopper, Linda. I kind of get drugged, kicking and screaming into this whole shopping thing. So.
Oh.
Yeah,
I
can pretty much do my Christmas shopping in about a half hour.
Okay, tonight,
that's good.
Okay, everybody, tonight, getting Dr. Maria here. Rethink your next drink. This is something that happened that they did last week. They took volunteers and they fed them booze. Of course, most of the volunteers came from KCNR because our guys are right. Our guys stand up for drinking. I mean, stand
up
to
help. They wanted right in there and be the
testy. They went up to be tested.
They had media and
they had guys over from other stations and Dr. Maria and all this. But what they did was they had to take a drink every 10 minutes, and it was either wine or whatever it was. Some people they cut off early, I understand. Other people drank to the end, and I just want you to know is that Molly was the winner. She had the highest alcohol content of anybody there.
And still standing.
And, well, yeah. But then we talked to her later that night. And
she
they all
got home. Her car was left at the station.
To drive them home. Now, tonight, they're going down and they're going to discuss this thing. Rethink your next drink. It's going to be at 6 p.m. at the City Hall. They're going to talk about drinking and driving, especially during the holiday season, and how it impacts. And the reason they gave them the alcohol was, so you can see what the impact of these drinks are. She had seven drinks over a space of, I don't know if it's an hour or 2 hours. But what it does to you and how it changes your perceptions and how it changes your ability to drive, even if you don't know that. I mean,
did they do a blood alcohol test then after?
Yes.
Yeah, so they did the whole.
I guess they looked at your pupils and they tested you. I was talking to Maria and Molly, and they were talking about it was kind of creepy because they just look at you. There's like a group of people standing around, like watching you and looking at all of your nuances.
They couldn't go to the bathroom by themselves because, you know, if they, you know, slipped and fallen. So, I mean, so they were being escorted. And they made sure nothing happened to them. But, yeah, you're right. They were filming them. And so you're going to be able to see, like the highlights tonight down there at 6 p.m. at City Hall.
And Molly's going to be broadcasting as well. I think she's going to be getting called in. I'm not sure if Marie's going to be calling in or she'll have some people here that went through the tank with her. It was called a wet tank.
It was a wet test.
Wet test.
Wow, what an interesting. That'd be interesting. I don't think
she
I want to be
no
filmed.
No comment.
And when I'm drinking, that.
Oh no,
that.
I would bother me. I would just. Yeah. I'm not. No.
And there was an episode. This is from Bad Bob. Says that on WKRP, which is a lot like our station here.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's a lot like this station. And they said the staff was drinking and taking reaction tests, and Johnny Fever kept getting faster the more he drank.
And the cop was getting frustrated. It's a great episode.
Yeah.
Okay, it's
I'd
called the wet
that
lab.
Show,
yeah.
But you're right. Yeah,
that's right. That's right.
Good.
Wet lab. No.
I don't think I'd want to be a part of that. I maybe like to watch, but I don't think I want to be.
No. I'm not having. I have to live in my own brain. I don't need somebody else.
Are you kidding? We go to parties and it's like your own private little wet lab there.
But you don't want anybody filming
the
whole thing. That's the point. I mean,
and taking notes.
You're all in it equally, and that's okay.
Here's Molly, and here's Molly, the winner of the wet lab.
Molly.
Now, what's happening tonight?
So tonight we'll be live down at the town hall, and they'll be revealing to us what we blew. We did it over a course of 4 hours.
They'll
tell us what we blew each hour, and yeah,
what you blew when you did the test.
Yes,
when you took a breath test. Let's be clear.
When I took the breathalyzer test, they'll let us know what percentage we were at. Excuse me.
I'm not touching this.
What if I walked into?
Yeah, that's okay. Somebody help Bob off the floor.
But
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, and it's really interesting because, you know, I felt like I couldn't drive from the first drink. And when I'm in a social setting, I feel like one drink's no big deal. So it's going to be interesting to see what we blew because, you know, that was a whole different experience being in a fishbowl.
Oh, I was. We were talking about that. Mm-hmm. Just you probably heard it if you were coming in. I'm not. I mean, that's very brave of you, Molly, to be a part of that. I'm not sure I want that on tape.
I know. After I started, I was like, "What did I get myself into?"
So we're talking to Molly later on that night, and her husband Jeff walks in. He goes, "You're not really talking to your boss, are you right now?" And she goes, "Yes, I am." It was funny. She kept saying the same thing over and over again. And it was like, oh, wow.
And, you know, and then you wonder, if you see somebody like that, and we probably all have been in that same experience at different times, and we don't think we're doing anything wrong. We're perfectly fine and intelligent, and everything we're doing is just okay.
In fact, we're more
probably
intelligent.
Yeah.
And the next day, what the hell happened to my shoes?
Yeah. My favorite story is after a mess night one time, my buddy, we were in our dress whites back then, and he lived in an apartment complex, and he wakes up the next morning, and he's on his couch, and he's naked, and he looks down, and his underwear is next to the couch, and it's soaking wet. He goes, and he follows a little trail of socks in his pants, and he walks out the door, and there's his shoes, his uniform shoes, in the bottom of the pool. So he somehow had managed to come in, jump into the pool, go swimming with his uniform on, his dress uniform, and it was in little sodden
just
piles.
Just kind of drop it. How funny.
Okay, anyway. Yeah. All right.
And the sad part of that is not remembering. It's okay to have done that, but you should be able to look and say,
the big thing is go down there at 6 o'clock tonight, see what drinking can really do to you, and we're making a joke out of it, but it's serious if you're driving. All right, tomorrow we're going to be talking to the king of dog trainers right here at KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Amrech Thomason. How was she ever let into the country? Some congressional lawmakers demanding answers about San Bernardino terrorist Tashfeen Malik. Malik entered the U.S. on a fiancé visa, despite displaying what one lawmaker calls a hatred for this country.
We are currently arguing, this administration, that we miss nothing. So we have someone willing and capable of killing 14 people, and there was nothing in her background that this administration says we missed or should have picked up on. And yet there's still 14 dead people.
South Carolina Congressman Trey Gowdy, Homeland Security official Alan Burson says there were no red flags.
What are the data in the system by which we could tell that this risk existed? And the answer to that is no.
A State Department official says the U.S. has revoked almost 10,000 visas in the past 14 years because of the threat of terrorism. Prosecution and defense lawyers met with